Good morning. Welcome back to Passionate World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's episode, we are going to discuss an article written by Chris Heisman, H-E-A-S-M-A-N. It was updated on February 1st, 2025, so it's only 7 months old. And it's from Travel and Leisure. And it's called 32 Tips for Making a Long Haul Flight More Comfortable. And it will help you endure these flights and more or less get out of the airplane still smiling. So he begins Chris begins saying, if you're taking a 7-hour trip across the pond to Europe, or embarking on the nearly 19-hour odyssey from New York City to Singapore, a long-term haul flight can be tiring and tedious. And the nuisances of this time-consuming air travel can range in severity from mildly inconvenient, meaning annoying seatmates, to the downright dangerous if you develop a blood clot on a plane, it's no joke, or your feet swell because your circulation doesn't circulate. To make a big journey more bearable, you try to maintain a typical routine, stay hydrated, wear loose clothing, and pack an extra snack or two. Here is 32 of his favorite tips to make long flights as trouble-free and as comfortable for you and your family as possible. 1, book your flight early for good seats. The earlier you book, the better your chances of scoring your favorite seat, whether it's by the window so you can watch the scenery or at the aisle with the easiest access to the laboratory. Keep in mind that airlines can change your seat without warning. Consider a seat in the back of the plane. Probably your favorite seat isn't in the back of the plane. It's noisy, tends to have little leg room, and means that you're the last one off the plane. However, there are perks to choosing that back seat. If you are flying a plane, for example, like Southwest, that doesn't have assigned seats, you might have better luck claiming a role to yourself, or at least an empty seat next to you in the back. Also, being in the back lets you watch which rows don't fill up ahead of you, so you can claim one of the after everyone is seated. Use airline miles to upgrade. You'll thank yourself when you're sipping that champagne and reclining in your first class after using miles to upgrade your seat. And if you don't have the miles, this might be the time for you to splurge for a superior first or business class seat. Even upgrading to premium economy will give you a priority check-in, extra leg room, and comfortable seats. Angle for a free upgrade. Arrive early, dress nicely, travel alone, and put on your most winning smile for the best chance at success. Your odds of scoring a last-minute upgrade or better if you have elite status with the airline. Try to carefully time when you ask for a flight upgrade to increase your odds as well. Adjust your sleep pattern before you fly. In the days before your flight, adjust your sleep patterns of maybe few at 4 a.m. or 7 p.m. Bedtime should do it, depending on what time you'll be flying. If your flight is during the day, be well rested before you fly. If it's a red eye, arrive at the airport tired. Trust us. Although staying a week for 24 hours before your trip to balance out jet lag just does not work. Dress comfortably, keep it loose and comfortable, and remember to bring layers for when it gets cold. A cardigan or zip-up sweatshirt is always good to have on hand since you can easily put it on or take it off depending on the cabin temperature. Clothes with a bit of stretch, like men's sweatpants or women's leggings, can also help you move around more comfortably. De-stress before you board. You don't want to spend your whole flight buzzing about all the things you have to do or what you might have forgotten. Carve out some time before your trip to sit down with a nice breakfast, go to the gym, read a book, go for a walk. It's important to relax before it's time to fly. Check in early. The worst start to a long-haul journey is to panic your way through a busy airport, arrive at your gate sweaty and frazzled, or even miss your flight. Plan to arrive at the airport with plenty of time to check any bags and make your way through security. Don't overpack your personal item. You'll need more for a long-haul flight than you would for a short one, but that doesn't mean it's a good idea to overfill your bag with unnecessary extras. Keep only the essentials in your personal items so they're always easy to find and within your reach. Bring your own pillow. A travel pillow is a staple carry-on item for long-distance travelers. Almost every airport sells them. And looking a little ridiculous with one around your neck, it's a small price to pay for arriving at your destination without a crick in your neck. Pay attention to your airline's restrictions to ensure it doesn't have to be packed inside your personal item. Wear noise-canceling headphones. Noise-canceling headphones help block out annoying airplane clatter and loud passengers so you can zone out with a riveting podcast or a favorite playlist. If you don't have headphones, a pair of good old-fashioned earplugs will also help. Buckle your seatbelt over your blanket. If you plan to sleep with a blanket during your flight or your jacket, make sure you buckle your seatbelt and it's still visible. In case of turbulence, the seatbelt light will turn on and the cabin to check that everyone is buckled up. If they can't see your seatbelt, they will wake you up. For safety reasons and to avoid airplanes' ear, don't sleep through takeoff or landing. Pack an eye mask. An eye mask is especially useful if you fly during the day or if you want to catch some shut-eye before the cabin lights turn on, even in economy. But they don't always turn on during a domestic flight. Try to relax. Do whatever it takes. Meditate. Listen to calming music, practice some breathing exercises. Not only will it help you sleep more easily, it's also good for your psyche, especially if flying makes you nervous. Bring a travel blanket, not a regular blanket. Don't bring anything too thick. Remember, it has to fit in your carry-on, but make sure your travel blanket is enough to keep you warm when the plane's air conditioning is going full blast. Download movies onto your tablet or laptop for backup. In-flight entertainment systems are not always reliable. They sometimes fail, and when they do, you'll be glad to have something to do, watch, or listen into in reserve. Charge your electronic devices. The last thing you need is for your iPad to run out of juice 1 hour into an 11-hour flight. This is especially true if your in-flight entertainment system isn't working. Remember to keep your charging cables and power bank close at hand. Load up on podcasts. Listening to podcasts uses less battery life than watching a movie, and they can be more entertaining than music. You can get through an entire flight on podcasts alone. Stay healthy. Sitting in a cramped metal tube for the better part of a day or more, think Australia, is not good for you. Fight off dehydration and blood clotting, your two biggest enemies in the sky, by regularly drinking water, stretching, and walking around the common. Bring what you need to freshen up. This is for everyone else's steak as much as your own. Bring toiletries in your carry-on so you can brush your teeth, throw on some deodorant, or even change your clothes in the lavatory. Try to stick to your bedtime routine. Wash your face in the bathroom before you go to sleep. And get creative. You really get the chance to sit down for such a long time, more or less distraction-free. So why not make the most of it? Bring a notebook, a sketch pad, or whatever else you need to exercise that right side of your brain. Switch activities throughout the flight instead of focusing on just one thing will also help you keep you feeling fresh. And be productive. If you have your laptop with you, this might be a good opportunity to catch up on any busy work that needs doing. Plus, everyone else on your flight will think you're a sophisticated, jet-setting business person. Just remember to download any documents you might need beforehand in case in-flight Wi-Fi isn't available. Befriend that crew. Simply not being horrible to the flight crew is a given, but you can always go one step further and actively make an effort to be nice. You're not only be doing something lovely for the folks who look after you up there, but also increase your chances of preferential treatment. Pack extra socks. Snacks. Don't know what's wrong with me. Airline food is not often plentiful, even on long haul flights, and it's important to stay nourished. No need to overdo it, but no one was ever sorry to find a couple of pieces fruit or granola bars in their carry-on. Make sure the food you bring is not messy, but nutritious and easy on the stomach so you'll feel your best when you land. Moisturize your skin. The dry, recycled air on a plane has a way of making your skin look and feel parched and lackluster. In addition to drinking plenty of water, slather on a bit of extra moisturizer. In fact, use your thickest night cream, the one you reserve for winter, and reapply it throughout the flight. And to learn the other remaining tips, go over to travelandleisure.com/32-tips- for the rest of the title and read all 32 tips. If you've never been in a long-term, long-haul flight, it gets tedious very quickly. So you need to protect yourself if you have young children or even older children. I understand flying from Pennsylvania to Hawaii is another really long trip. And my little grandson made it. They loaded up his tablet with all kinds of games that he could play. And that's what saved them for everybody going crazy. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. This program, Monday Tips with Lillian, is brought to you by Ruby.ai. Check us out, AIwithLillian.com. Go over to the site, click on the link. It will take you to a webpage, ruby.ai. Check out the demo, read the testimonials, and then sign up for a monthly subscription. You'll be glad you did. Artificial intelligence is not going away. The other program is Conscious Research Solutions. Check us out at passionworldtalkradio.com/research-made-simple-blog. Check out all your pain points with the appropriate answers. And if it seems like Conscious Research Solutions can help you, sign up for a free 15-minute consultation and learn what passionworldtalkradio.com can do for you. And to keep on hearing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, please donate. PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/donation. So you can keep up with the rest of the world without listening to WAC or fake news. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a terrific week. And remember, give yourself permission to do whatever you need to do when you need to do it.